Before I call up our 10-minute speaker, I just want to share a little bit story, and because I'm up here, I have that privilege to do that. But we're a little out of script, so it's no secret because I raised my hand. I'm an also Al-Anon, and I happen to be at the Serenity by the Sea. If any, most of you know, that's one of the Al-Anon's biggest. It's kind of like a speaker comes in and. Sam, who is the wife of our main speaker this evening, he was the Al-Anon, and so I happened to be sitting at the table with his wife, and I go, oh, that's right, this is a family disease, you know, and so afterwards I got her name, and I said, hey, I would love to you come and share your experience, Strength of Hope, at this South County speaker meeting, and after I heard Sam talk, I heard about his son being in program too, and I said, hey, would you check with his son and see if his son would go ahead and be the 10-minute? So that is how we got them, and so that's your introduction, Josh, for our 10-minute speaker from Thousand Oaks. So welcome.
Hi there. My name is Josh, and I'm an alcoholic. I want to welcome the newcomers. You know, I know it's scary and coming in and getting sober for the first time, and this is a safe place. This is a safe place. So, 10 minutes. So, I've never spoken in front of so many people before. Let's start out here. So I grew up in a pretty normal family. You know, mother was an alcoholic, father was a impulsive enabler, so growing up, things were pretty normal until I would see my friends' parents, and it was very interesting for me growing up. All seriousness, and it did make me feel a lot different. And it kind of put me in a situation of always wanting to escape in some way, shape, or form. And I don't have the time to tell the whole story, but by the age of 12, I had done outside issues, and seemed to really work, really took me out of not feeling normal. There was no real issue at that point. It was later on, I skipped a few years, I overdosed for the first time at 15, and my mom had to realize that there was an issue, and that was my first introduction to AA, and I heard God is all over the place, and I knew one thing for sure. I hated God, and I hated all of you. with all the smiles and everything, I'm like, how can you be so happy? You know, apparently you're sober. No way. Like, that's not, I did not stay sober, unfortunately. I needed many more years to go past before I was able to start my journey. I want to touch on the God issue, because that was probably one of the biggest struggles for me. First getting sober was, being able to identify a power greater than myself, because, left to my own devices, my life is extremely unmanageable. Even though it may seem like it, I'm managing it in my mind. Everything is just, it's a whirlwind. When I got sober, I got sober at 17. It was 18 or I think it was 17. I was sitting in a chair. I remember this so vividly. I was sitting in a chair and seeing the wind go by, and my life was just completely, I wasn't allowed back home. I was, pretty much homeless at that point. I asked to go to rehab, and they allowed it, and I went. And I remember it was the second day I was there, and I was sitting back in a chair, and this is the first time this ever happened to me. And I see the trees moving, and my mind was just going on. I'm like, what am I gonna do? Like, you know, I don't, you know, I had this therapist there who every morning, bless his heart, he would tell me, you know, he would run these statistics of like how often people make it getting sober. He would tell me, you know, with how you are, you're gonna die. I was using a lot of different outside issues at that point. I don't know if we can talk about that, but I'm not, you know. Anyways, outside issues. You know, he says you're gonna die. You know, you're gonna be a statistic. And I this was going through my head at that time, and I was sitting down. And we call it a moment of clarity. And I saw the wind. And for some reason, at that moment, the first time in my life, being sober, my mind had cleared. And, you know, I don't understand it. And that's the point. It was a power beyond me. And at that moment, I had a God of my own understanding. At that moment, I may have not understood it, but this was something I wanted to hold on to. And so fast forward, I left that, rehab and, really didn't know what to do because I had gone to meetings earlier, you know, younger and faked being sober. I would be getting high at meetings, you know, completely disrespecting the meetings and, you know, the people there, you know, getting fake sponsors. I don't know why. I don't know why I did it. that's a different story. I don't have time to tell that. But the problem is I relate with you guys. It's kind of sick. You know what I mean? it's a fun group to hang out with. When I came back, there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of fear because I interpreted as, you know, I had lied to people. I had done so many wrongs towards people in the program, in my mind. This is all in my mind. This is not God talking. This is Josh talking. And the most amazing thing happened when I came back was there was hugs and love, and that's it. And I was able to start my journey of sobriety. It's hard coming in and it's harder to stay. It's really hard to stay because, you know, when you get sober, there's no longer the drugs and alcohol to pretty much suppress whatever, what brought you in the first place. That was tongue ramble there. For the first time I got a sponsor and I started doing the steps and completely changed my life. I was just a completely different person. When I first came in, there was a woman that I knew when I first came in for the first time, and she told me, I think it was like a couple of years later, and she stroked my ego, you know, oh, you've done so well, you know, you're such an inspiration, and blah, 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 and, you know, but there was one thing that she told me that really stuck with me for all the years, and it was, you know, I don't want to say it wrong, it went something like this, it went, if you were to kill yourself when you're out there, you would be killing the wrong person versus of when you came in because the two people were completely different people. And that stuck with me because it's so true because we change when we're in here for good, you know. And the problem is when you go back out, you have a head full of AA and a belly full of booze, you know. And I knew that because I remember I always knew the quotes of all the different things, you know. You know, when I was out there, and I would always think about it. it's not good. but yeah, you know, it was an amazing journey when I came back, and you know, the type of peace from helping others that you get here, because I've taken a few guys through the steps myself. And, you know, I just gave one of my sponsees a cake last week. And, you know, same thing, you know, I saw him when he first got in, completely different person, and, you know, being able to, and being able to do that is a real gift. And I don't want to go over here, but, you know, this program is a gift. When you first come in, it's scary. It's really scary because you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what you're supposed to do. But just know that, you know, in here, in these rooms, you're safe. You really are. There's nowhere else that you need to be in this moment. So, you know, with that, that's pretty much all I got. But thank you so much.
Let's give Josh another round of applause.